Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02-8019-9999.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management and also from the platform Scaffold that helps people use technology and grab some bargains if they can spot them, is in the studio with me right now talking the stock market. G'day, Roger. How are you doing?
I'm delighted to be here again, Ross.
As you always are. Yeah. Listen, just spotting one thing, and I hadn't mentioned it, and I meant to mention it earlier in the program, and that was that reports are out that Coles is going to cut some 600 people out of its head office.
Well, that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah, now Coles is owned by Wesfarmers, and clearly that would suggest they're looking for a leaner operation, put some cost savings out there, all that type of thing. I mean, I'm not going to believe the rhetoric that they're going to put it back into prices, because that ain't the game here.
No, the game
is to try and get a better return out of the investment for the shareholders, who ultimately are those who own Wesfarmers.
Well, here's an interesting take on it. One of the things that we study is gross profit margin. So we want to know if the gross profit margin is increasing or declining. Generally, if prices for the product you're selling are going down, your gross margin is getting thinner. Now, here's the interesting thing. The supermarkets have experienced, I won't say which one, but the supermarkets have experienced gross margin expansion, even though the price of the products they're selling has been going down.
That would be the same organisation of whom we spoke to the chief executive last night on this program, who will not be named, but whose name is Grant O'Brien,
right?
The boss of Woolworths.
So that tells you,
we spoke about that with him.
If the price of the product you're selling is going down,
yes,
and your cost of goods sold stays the same, well, your margin goes down.
Except
but their gross margin,
money.
Yeah, their gross margin's going up, because guess what? Even though the price of the product they're selling is going down, the price they're willing to pay to suppliers is going down even more. So their margin's going up.
And the second part about it also is that they're also making more money, because the customers are putting more of the cheaper goods in their baskets. So the basket size is increasing over that period of time.
Unfortunately, it's not sustainable. You can't keep going down at that rate, because eventually something breaks. The suppliers either go broke and you have to source your products from offshore, and then you're beholden to offshore prices and transport costs.
That also explains exactly why Coles and Woolworths stopped having a price war. Because they understood that it was not sustainable for them to gouge each other on price and try and maintain a profit margin.
Correct.
We're going to take a quick break here on Money News. Get back with Roger Montgomery. We're going to talk Medibank Private and whether you should buy the shares. And on top of that, maybe just a few of the stars that have come out of the profit reporting season. Yes, welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery with me talking the stock market. Let's get into it quickly. Medibank Private, likely to be floated by December, according to the government. Let's leave aside the debate about who actually owns it and whether they've got the right to sell it for another day. Should we buy it?
I will be buying it, I think. I more than think. I'm 90% sure that we will be buying it.
On what grounds?
With the company. We like the competitive dynamic. We like the fact that it can extract more profit. We like the fact that it can grow its profit, so it can extract more profit from hospitals than it already is getting, and it can continue to grow its profits. And we love the fact that the legislation almost ensures that it will never, ever not be in demand.
George Savvides is a very good chief executive. He's managed that business very well for a long, long time. He will take it there. Number two, the stars of the profit reporting season.
Well, without a shadow of a doubt for us, the highlight, and this is a small company, called Infomedia.
Yes.
We thought it was an absolutely fantastic result.
You mentioned this last week, I think.
I think I did. So this is a company that actually supplies the software that Toyota dealerships and Ford dealerships and Holden dealerships, for example, use, their service centres use, to order parts when a car is brought in to be serviced. So they look online, they take a photograph of the part that's required, they look online, the computer matches the parts, and away it goes. They're expanding this into the United States. They currently have 15,000 users in Australia for their new product.
Very clever.
But they could potentially have over 100,000 users for their product just based on the pilot programs they've got in place now in the United States.
Got another one for us?
Another one that I thought was a very good result was Ramsay Healthcare.
Yep.
And the other one was Vocus. Vocus was probably, arguably, one of the best results of the season. And they supply the internet pipeline between Australia and the United States, or they rent space and then resell it. They also have data centres. They own infrastructure, or a road, a toll road, where the cars never sleep.
So in other words, because that superhighway, effectively they own the superhighway or the ability to take a lease or almost the toll on that superhighway, that's where they're going. There's the traffic, it's more and more.
And no one puts their car in a garage. All the appliances are on all the time.
And that particular company is Vocus. I'm guessing it's a pretty decent dividend payer as well. Roger Montgomery here on Money News every Tuesday with a few ideas for you. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are up next. And we'll see you tomorrow again right here on Money News. Thanks for your time.